After a long sabbatical, the K&M podcast is back. And should I say the award-winning K&M podcast is back by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters. Mike O'Hara, Lions aficionado, Ken Brown from WGR Radio. 2025 Lions season begins. Hello, Mike O'Hara, and I hope you had a nice break.
I had a nice break. It seemed like forever, and it did. I sort of enjoyed it.
But you know what? We just took it all in, and we're coming back strong as ever. Is that right, Mike?
You know, we've got to a point where we can just kind of dip in and dip out every 2 weeks or something like that, and that's enough.
Exactly. Okay? And let me tell you, the time that we were off from the end of the Washington Commanders game to now, what would have happened if we would have did a podcast, we would have spent a whole week talking about Myles Garrett in Detroit. Bang! Yep. Didn't happen. We would have spent the next week talking about Max Crosby coming to Detroit. Bang! Didn't happen. We would have spent the next week after that talking about some other free agent or trade. Lance Hendrickson, the guy from Cincinnati. Bang! So, basically, we spared you the listening of garbage that you got from your local podcasts or talk stations, because none of that was ever going to happen, and they just wasted your time and mine. Me and Mike have a lot of important things to do, so we're only giving you the actual stuff that's going on when we do our podcast.
Well, you know what? Let's just not hope too much stuff comes along, okay? Because it's time-consuming. It really is. But listen, we haven't been on the beat for a long time, first with any trade news and then on, what I did more recently. It's you're always looking for information.
Yes.
And sometimes those stories last a week, a month, and sometimes they're gone, and the whole thing blows up in your face within 10 minutes.
Exactly. Well, things that did happen while we were gone, the free agent period. Some stuff did happen. The free agent period came, and, put it mildly, I'm trying to find a nice word to wrap it up in. There was no excitement. There was no big name that was got on the first day of free agency. There was no, okay, everybody, and to me, when you expect things like that, that means your team is either trying to get good or not very good, because the good teams, they may make a signing or whatever, but they're not held to a splash signing to improve their team, only to finalize their team. And I think that's where the Lions are now, Mike, trying to finalize the team to compete for the Super Bowl. They don't have to go out and try to get guys and overpay them to join into the Super Bowl, to the hunt.
I agree with that. And, when listening and watching TV and stuff like that, and they're starting to talk, teams are, or I should say, coaches and general managers and presidents and all of that are talking about other teams and what they've done and the really good ones. And now they include the Detroit Lions and the Detroit Lions. You hear that in almost every one of those things where they're, making a case for a player or a coach or whatever. And so-and-so did it, so-and-so did it. And it's like the Detroit Lions. And so, they are a team to be reckoned with. And for good reason.
Right. And I thought going into free agency, they had one need, and that was a pass rusher on the other side of Aiden Hutchinson, if he comes back to what he was. And all these people guarantee he's going to be back to what he was. We don't know that for sure. We hope so. We think so, but we still don't know. Plus, you need another guy on the other side anyway, in case there's injury again this year where he misses a game or two. So you need I thought they needed another pass rusher. To that end, I don't think they've accomplished that yet. Signing back Marcus Davenport, that's a big if, man. What the last few seasons for him was a big if. But in fairness, there's other players that they've signed that didn't have great injury track records and played a full season for the Lions. Like Tim Patrick last year, if you remember, the two seasons before, Tim Patrick, the wide receiver, hadn't played for Denver. He was out. But he played a full season for Detroit, so there's that hope for Marcus Davenport.
He was what the Detroit Lions wanted, a big receiver, and he was what, Kenny, 6'3",
6'5", yeah, 6'5".
And they got what they wanted. Now, he's not going to give you volume. He's not going to, give you, 6-8 catches a week or anything near that, but he'll give you what he's supposed to give you, and that's size, and he can dominate an area for you.
Right. And he was healthy for the most part this last season.
He was healthy, yeah.
So there is hope for Marcus Davenport. The injury that he got last year wasn't like the 2 years before his injury. You know, it'd be different if he had the same injury for three straight years and couldn't play. But this one, he just got chopped in his hand, got injured. So, or his wrist, whatever, his forearm. So it's nothing you can really, put that into the injury bug, injury prone. So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, and sure, but the other side of that is guys, this happens every year, that there are guys who start the season on the injured list, and Lynn McNeil, who I think has really been a terrific player for the Detroit Lions when healthy, but they're going to start the season on injured reserve, and you don't know, are they going to be back in a week, a month, 2 months, you don't know.
Well, Dan Campbell spoke of that in his talk down at the owners' meetings, and the way he made it sound, you probably won't see Mac, as he calls him, up to full speed probably until October. So October, sometime in October. So first month of the season, don't expect to see McNeil, which we're going to talk about in a little while, which means you got to make some arrangements for that. But as long as he's there for the last half of the season, I'm fine. Like I said, you could use him at the beginning, but as we saw last year, it's how you end up the season health is better than how you begin the season in health.
Right, and the way that the Lions have been the last 2.5 years, you can get by without a player, even one of your better ones.
Yeah, but you can't get by with two members.
Right. Not saying you want to, but you can do it.
But that 17 on IR last week, that was an anomaly. I mean, and to get 15 wins and have that many on IR, I don't think Dan Campbell got the accomplishments that he should have got. He should have been Coach of the Year. I'm sorry. That was a Coach of the Year performance.
I could not disagree with you on that.
So going in, and let me tell you another thing, too, for the layman out there who will listen to our podcast.
Well, that's me, by the way.
And the podcasters out there. There's a couple of local podcasters that I look at sometime on YouTube, and a couple of them guys are just out of control. But I'm not going to get into that. Anyway, I ain't going to get into naming names. But it's a big rush to get this other in. And Brad Holmes, who had 15 wins last year, is being criticized. Is he going to be re-upped for his job? Can he lose his job? Mike, it just amazes me that is even talk. Because he didn't go to the Super Bowl, that his job is in jeopardy after a 15-win season. I'm like, what are we doing here? What are we doing?
It's just sort of the same line you're on. The thing I don't get is Brad going to – try to cover his mistakes. What mistakes?
Right. Hey, and nobody's 100% drafting, if that's what you're asking.
No.
Well, Brad Holmes' seventh-round pick from 2 years ago is not on the roster now. Okay. And your next point? I mean, there's been years here where the Lions had 3 second-round picks, and a year later, two of them were off the roster. Come on, man. Let's grow up around here. Now, Mike, I do have some concerns on that other defensive end spot, and the more I'm looking at it now, the more I see it. There's a lot of talk to get these little quick pass rushers, these small 240-pound guys, 235-pound guys. That's not what they're looking for in the other position. They want a big guy like Marcus Davenport, 6'5", 280, big guy to crush that in. So when we're looking at this and looking towards the draft, I would look more toward that size of an end, a big guy. You agree with that?
I think it's part of it. I don't think that tied to any one particular thing, except they need a guy who can control that area.
You got to hold up against the run, though. That's what I'm saying in that part. And James Houston is not the prototype of James Houston is not the guy they're looking for. Like I said, they're looking for a Marcus Davenport type. They're looking for a big guy that can hold the ground on the run and rush the passer. So going into the draft, that's what I would think they'd be looking for. And there are a couple other guys out there still in free agency. They may sign for a minimal amount of money now that the main free agency is over. But for the most part, I don't think you're going to see a big splash from this point, do you?
No, I'd be surprised, but I think that's pretty typical of most years. Now, sometimes, something comes different when a guy gets let go. Well, you're not expecting it, and it kind of, ramps up the cost, but no, I wouldn't expect anything big.
Yeah. And go back to the big signings the Lions have made over the years and how they didn't work out or didn't work out the way you thought. Remember, Trey Flowers was the big acquisition. They gave him almost $90 million. Sure. Matter of fact, though, Rod Wood did something yesterday at the owners' meeting, and he said that they got some money back from Trey Flowers on the insurance. I guess these policies, yeah, so I guess his injury. But that was a signing that didn't work. I remember everybody was, oh, man, Trey Flowers is the missing piece, and we went in the first day of free agency and got him, and we got him before other teams got him. It just didn't work out, man. Grow your own players, expand your own roster, and then sprinkle in a free agent or two as you need be. And the perfect example of that is Carlton Davis leaves for money. Let's just face the fact, everybody out there, he didn't leave to go to a better situation. He left for money to the New England Patriots. But the Lions immediately went out and got DJ Reed, to me, is equal to Carlton Davis in skill and play in the NFL. So I think they were very fortunate on that. You might have lost a little size because Carlton Davis was tall, over 6 foot, but DJ Reed is a very exceptional cornerback, Mike.
You know, and we were just looking at what people said about him and his career here, where he's been and how he's played. No, I was surprised that he didn't get more money. I'm not negotiating for him or anything like that. I just thought he would have gotten more, but he didn't. And who cares?
He said he probably could have went to a team, but the teams would have been teams that weren't winning. He was only going to a team that could win a Super Bowl. And to me, okay, if I could have got another million a year, maybe. But the fun of playing on a team that's going to win, to me, I would give that up too. I would give that up too. I mean, I'm not saying I'd go from zero to rich, but rich to richer. I want to play for us. You know, I want to play for a team that's winning. I don't want to be sitting there, you know, like who was a team last year that had a big free agent that was terrible? Remember the last year the Lions were thinking about that Burns from Carolina?
Yeah,
and he went to the Giants. Remember, he went to the Giants as a free agent, or they traded for him, whatever. Yeah. And look at him last year, a 3-win team. I know he was miserable. And, yeah, he got the money. But, you know, what cost did the big money give him? He went to a terrible team. They're drafting high again. No, they got Russell Wilson as the quarterback now. So I probably bet he would give up a little of that money to play for a winning team.
Well, you mentioned a quarterback back there. Are you enamored with the Aaron Rodgers hunt, where he's going to play? Will he play? Who will he play with?
Don't care. If he never comes back and plays another game, I don't care. If he comes back and wins the MVP of the league, I don't care. I don't care anything about Aaron Rodgers. As you know, I hate Green Bay anyway, so I care nothing about him. So he can go into that little hole in Egypt, wherever he was at, and sit there. I don't care. It's too much talk. I'll put it like this. I believe in Aaron Glenn, and I believe in Aaron Glenn's judgment. And if Aaron Glenn didn't want him, then why do I have use for him?
I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you.
And we'll get to the coaching staff in a minute. That was one of the other big revelations since the last game we haven't talked. But just to finish up the player part, we did have a big loss, Mike. Zeitler at right guard, I think, was a big loss.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Put it like this. It was a big loss for how he played last year. I don't know how he would have played this year being 35 or 36 years old. And I do think there was only a certain amount of money I would have brought him back at. But I think they might miss him if he, you know, held up like he did last year. But then again, he wanted a lot of money. He went to a bad team. And the Lions move on. They haven't filled that position yet, outside of the team they have now. So do you think there's going to be a free agent signing, or do you think that's going to be a high-priority draft item?
It could be whichever fits at the time that they're making their move. You know, I think it would be either one of those, obviously. To me, it would be nice to get a veteran, but you're not – you're going to get I think at that position right now, you're going to get an older veteran who's playing it 1 year at a time, and that's fine. It's like – you know, Zeidler, if it's a player like that, then that's fine. He can play, as far as I'm concerned, he can play 20 one-year contracts.
Yeah, but I think for the sake of the organization, it's time to find the heir apparent there.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's on the roster. You know, I know Mahogany is going to play a little bit Campbell mentioned him yesterday. He said, we may draft a guy. We may sign a guy. Mahogany may be the guy. We may do a bunch of things. Glasgow may. Well, he hadn't decided yet, which is good. But I think Glasgow, to me, is more urgent than Mahogany. I think Glasgow's play last year, I hope it was just because of injury, but it really declined a little. And I hope he makes another comeback, or it's time to get another guard in here. So we'll see how that works out.
No, and the Lions is, when you just kind of step back and look at the position of those offensive linemen, Lions are getting older at that spot. They really are, and it kind of sneaks up on you, and all of a sudden you got two or three guys at that position who are older players now.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the wrap up on the players wise. We'll keep tabs on that as we go forward. But before we get out of here, I just wanted to talk about the coaching staff. Big change over in coaching staff. Ben Johnson goes to Chicago. Aaron Glenn goes to New York as a head coaching job. They bring Johnny Morton, not the wide receiver, but Johnny Morton, former coach. They brought him back. They brought they promoted Kevin Sampson.
Yeah.
So where do you think of the new coaching hires, and you think it's going to take time to get this thing together, or will they just hit the ground running?
Well, if you go back to 4 years ago with the coaching staff then that took over what it inherited from the Detroit Lions, it wasn't much, and they won three games, and there was a little bit of a shuffle of the coaches again during that first season, and then again during the off season. And look at the way the Lions within 10 games of the season, that was a rolling team. They were really, they got good early. They stayed good for those first 10 games, and then the last two seasons where they had 12 wins in one of them, 15 in the other. So, you never can tell. You never know for sure, but I think the Lions probably, it'd be great if they were closer to the way, what they inherited to what they have now.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be good. I think they're going to be a really good football team.
Yeah, I'm not predicting 15 wins ever again. I think that 15 win will be the high mark ever in Detroit. I don't think you're ever going to see a 17-0 team. And unless they had 18 game, I don't think you're going to see another 15-win team. I just think that was a miraculous thing they did, and that's hard, man. 15 wins is hard, Mike.
Look, and you were talking with a lot of young players,
Yeah.
It was put together just right, and, they drafted just what they needed. They took what they needed at position after position after position, and they got some breaks. I mean, who'd ever would expected from the fourth, as a fourth-round draft pick to be one of the top wide receivers in the league, and Amon-Ra St. Brown, tremendous football player, and they got him in the fourth round.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, even pickups like Jake Bates, a free agent from the UFL, whatever they call the league
kicker,
now,
yeah.
Becomes a good kicker. You get a punter, Jack Fox. I don't even know if they drafted. I can't remember. I think he was a free agent pickup, Jack Fox.
He's probably the best punter in the
league. Yeah, I mean, you got a lot of good fortune there. I'm not saying luck. That's good fortune. You were involved with it. So anyway, that's what we're stay at today, Mike. I just wanted to get back in, get it going. We'll be back for our future endeavors. Our compadre Nick Roddy, who was with us last year, has gone on to greener pastures, and we will be replacing him on the K&M podcast with a secret player that to be named later. We will add on, and we'll continue it this year. Mike, it's good to hear your voice again. Glad we're back. Should be a fun season this year. Should be a fun league. And we'll keep you all informed, and we won't give you the small talk and in your windows and whatever. We'll keep it to what is actually going on the field and the stories that surround it. And I think we'll enjoy it. I hope you will too.
Hey, I made my career on innuendos.
That's right. Well, that's right. And you see how that ended up. So anyway, Mike, I'll talk to you next week as we start again on the K&M podcast.
All right.
That's Michael Hare from Lions Aficionado, formerly DetroitLions.com and Detroit News. Kim Brown from WJR. See you next week.